Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, it's you.
Hi, what did it come up as?
It didn't come up as anything. I just, you know, it was buzzing in, but I didn't see anybody's phone number.
Oh, well, what the hell? Crazy. Anyway, I got the check, so that did come in today. I was like, wow.
Shit, that's
out
the fastest has ever been there, other than
no
the one
shit
I mailed when I returned those other diamonds.
I know.
Jesus. That's
I know.
Freaking weird.
What, did you yell at him? Are you sleeping with the postmaster?
I didn't yell at him. It's a mailbox right in front of the building. I just go and put it in the mailbox. And the other one I shipped back in the box. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that came back with the diamonds, so.
Yeah. But, no. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's it.
I'm looking
I was talking
at
to you about. Oh, it's fuck. Dumbass. I just had it in my mind.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You did? What letter did it start with?
Aruba.
Oh, okay.
Aruba.
Okay.
That's it. Aruba. Yeah. I mean, that's like them going to, like, you know, like, you know, like to one of the islands. It's like a 40, it was like a 45-minute boat ride or something, like going from, you know, from Cape Cod out to Nantucket. You know, It's like a 45-minute thing on the boat, you know?
It's got to
yeah,
be
Aruba.
Expensive out in Nantucket, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting more expensive. I got customers out there. They're, you know, they don't really argue with anything that I do with them, but you know, it's pricey, you know.
Yeah, I kind of figured
that
it
was in Aruba. Aruba.
I know quite a few people who have gone to Aruba. Beautiful.
Yeah, well, I have a. It's called the Divi or Divi Divi. It's some big hotel. It's a fancy one out there. I had a customer. I don't know. She owned a couple of condos out there. I haven't seen her in a long time, but she used to tell me, if you ever want to go down, let me know. I'll let you take one of the condos. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother's been there, and you know, I hear good things about it. You know.
Uh huh. That's good.
You know. I don't know. Anyhow.
Why have you not
that's my story.
Entertained it? Why have you not decided to do that? Just
that?
Go by yourself on a vacation like that.
I used to do that stuff before. I don't like to do that anymore. It's just, I got other things to do besides just take off by my. I mean, if I was going and like you were going to be a Reuben and we meet each other, that I would go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, if I'm going to travel someplace by myself, more so than travel out of the country, now I'll just travel, you know, down to Florida or out to Texas
yeah.
or something like that. You know. But I've made friends all over the freaking country, so usually when I go, I connect with everybody and let them know I'm coming, and then it's, you know, fun time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at one of my stores today. The girls want me, they want to do a profile, but they want me to go on Bumble.
Isn't that, like...
It's a dating site. I said, what the hell are we? She goes, because you need a nice girl. I'm like, nice girl, I mean...
You just got out of a relationship, like, earlier this year.
Yeah, I said, you guys don't understand it. You know, it's all the same no matter what. They were funny though, you know. I don't know. I gotta think. Do I have any girlfriends that I could hook you up? No. Hook me up with any of your girlfriends, please.
Why? Why are you bitching that you?
No, I don't bitch about any of that shit. They want to see me with somebody again, you know. You know, it's the typical woman stuff. You know, oh, he needs to have someone in his life. You know, yeah, okay.
You know, I know people say that about me. I'm like, nope, I'm pretty content. I don't have to answer to anybody. Like,
no, but, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, that's kind of part of it. That's a bonus right off the bat, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But that's my story. That's what I'm sticking to. But glad you had a nice time. Glad you have no tan lines.
I have those.
Yeah, I know. I just got to bust you. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, they must all be happy to see you back there because, you know, it's like, oh, my God, we miss you so much. So great to see you. Oh, my God. You got such great color. Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
Some, not all. But you know what's
especially
funny?
Ian.
No, not really. Like, so it's funny because my sister does not tan. So she, like, can sit at the beach for, like, an hour. Then she goes up into the, she would go up into the condo. But me, the first day I was out there for, like, 6 hours on the beach.
Yeah, you flip yourself over, get everything colored up, and say, okay, I'm good.
I just, you know what well, I do? I walk the shoreline. I walk the shoreline.
Sure,
back and
absolutely.
Forth,
that's what
like,
I do.
Stand, like,
yep.
Like look for shells and, like, just stand
yep.
in the water. I can stand in the water, like, for hours. It felt like bath water.
Yeah, my cousins, they walk the beach. They go looking for sea glass and all that stuff, and they take off, and all the guys, she'll take most of the wives and stuff, and everybody's like, oh, my God, thank God she's here, because they get around, you know. It's like, now we got some guy time, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't bother me being by myself. Whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, honestly, it doesn't bother me either, because, I mean, but I'm, especially going out to dinner sometimes because I can go wherever I want. I don't have to sit there and wait for somebody else to make the decision, and then I can get what I want when I'm done. If I want to hang out, I hang out. If not, I leave. But most of the times, if I'm out by myself having dinner, I usually hang out because, you know, because I know, you know, all the places I go to, they know me, and I'm bullshit with them and hang out, and then I get into mischief there, and then I go on my way.
Oh,
one of my favorite restaurants I used to go to all the time, there was a girl that was the hostess slash whatever, and anytime I'd show up and she was working, I didn't pay for nothing.
Oh, shoot. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd go back because the owner is a personal friend of mine, and she'd walk back, and she goes, oh, your glass is empty. And she'd come back with another drink for me, and he'd look at me and she goes, she's got the hots for you in the worst way. I'm like, I know. He says, be nice to her. I says, I will. Oh, my God. She was wonderful. I went out, the first date I went out with her on, I called her because we were supposed to go out on, I think it was like a Saturday or something, and she goes, I really got a terrible headache. She goes, she says, well, that's okay. Listen, we'll just make another time. She goes, well, let me take a nap. And she says, I'll call you back. I says, no. I says, you know, don't worry about it. We'll do another time. 2 hours later, she called me. She goes, where are we going? I said, she goes, my headache's gone. I said, well, wherever you want to go. So we went out, but, you know, I looked at her. I said, listen, and she goes, well, I didn't want you to think I was trying to blow you off. I said, I know you're not trying to blow me off. I said, every time I come into the restaurant, you're getting me trashed. And she goes, well, it took you that long? I says, I figured it out after a couple of times, you know.
She wondered,
you know, I knew what you were up to. I said, but, you know, women have a different way of approaching guys sometimes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are a little more standoffish. You're old school. You want it to be the other way. I had one other time that I met this girl, and she, I think I told you this stupid story, but I was at a very high-end restaurant and talking to guys, and I told a joke, and we were all laughing, and she walked over, and she says, hi. And I said, she goes, I want to hear that joke. Everybody seemed... I looked right at her. I says, no, you're a lady. I says, I can't. It's very, very dirty. And she goes, what do you mean? I can't understand a dirty joke? And I said, all right. So I told her the joke, and she started laughing. And I says, well, you know, I said to her, I hope I didn't offend you, or I hope you don't think wrong of me. And she goes, no, not at all. She goes, but now you're buying me a drink. I said, okay. You know, and after that, we connected. You know, I mean, she was very bold and forward, which is kind of interesting, you know.
Yeah, you don't really see that, like, for women.
Oh. Well, she had plenty of everything. She was exceptionally wealthy, and she was a big shot for a company, and she, you know, she was very forward in everything, you know?
Yeah.
Until we had our fight, but anyhow.
Until you had your fight?
Yeah. She wanted me to do something with her. I told her, if you pay for the ticket, I'll be there. She goes, why do I got to pay for it? I says, because you want me to be there. You're right?
That's funny. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know, it's going to cost me like a couple $1,000. I'm like, I'm not spending $2,000 to come and see you, you know? I didn't say that to her, but, you know.
Yeah,
you know, you want me there, pay for the ticket. Have it at the gate. I'll pick it up and get on the plane, you know? But they have the biggest reason why that never even happened on that particular day, too, is because, you know, here I'm in, you know, this is my business. I was coming into the season, and she wants me to come and see her for 2 weeks. No.
Oh, hell no. How long ago was this?
Exactly. It was one of the big wheels for the L'Oreal Corporation.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a piece of work. She was beautiful, but she was a piece of work. I used to get... They had this, and I can't, they don't, well, I went into one of a store that sells L'Oreal products, and I wanted to, she gave me this shaving gel that was fabulous, and it had this incredible scent to it, you know, and it comes in a tube, and I should have probably bought a bunch of it after she'd give me some, but, you know, I mean, the stuff was awesome. It just has that, you know, it has a really nice, you know, some shaving lotions that you use, they have great scents to them after you've, you know, shaved and everything, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And this had just a nice fragrance to it, you know. It's better than cologne. because that's what I use. If I'm away someplace, I'll use shaving gel out of a can. But I'm going to tell you this too, because you know, women, you guys got to shave your legs.
Sometimes. No.
Do you know that? I hope so. Do you know that shaving gel and shaving creams that you get in the tube, you know, and you lather up? Shaving gels, when you use your razors, it has a reaction with the stainless steel and the blades, and it actually starts to, like, rust them.
Oh.
Shaving gel doesn't do that because it doesn't have those extra additives or whatever in there. So if you're using shaving gel out of a tube, it lasts. You can lather up, you'll probably, if you've got throwaway shavers, you'll probably get, instead of getting a couple of weeks out of it, you'll probably get a couple of months out of it. Imagine that?
That would be me, considering, like, I shaved my legs, like, because I had blonde hair. Like, you can't see.
Yeah, yeah, but still, I mean, if you're gonna go get all hotted up and, you know, sexy looking, you want to, you know. I mean, there's nothing more, you know, you're wearing some stockings or something, and you can see the hair. You know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, you got to shave that shit off.
And heels?
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, you know. But, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, and I understand, I've heard it over the years all the time. Well, you don't understand, it's just a pain in the ass. But so I've always said, well, do it while you're in the shower or in the tub because it gets your skin nice and soft. Boom, 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 it's done, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, how do we even started talking about that? The L'Oreal lady. Okay.
Yeah, the L'Oreal lady. Yeah, she was a big wheel for the company. Yeah, she was a big shot. And we stopped seeing each other, and I ended up, one of her friends I bumped into one day, and we started talking about her. She goes, I'm going to call her right now. So she called her. She took a picture of me at the place where we were at. And she actually called her up. And she goes, is that Gene? She goes, yeah. She goes, oh, my God, he still looks good. Oh, my God. And she goes, he's sitting right next to me. I want to talk to him. She goes, yeah, let me talk to him. She's on the phone. She goes, hi. And I'm like, hey, what's going on, you know? And, you know, we gaffed for a little bit, and that was it.
Huh. There we go.
Yeah. She was going to buy me anything I wanted. What a dummy I was, huh?
Yeah, but would you have been happy? Probably not.
She kept buying me things. No, I wouldn't have been happy.
No, you wouldn't have been happy. You know.
Yeah, she was a piece of work.
Exactly.
You're all pieces of work. You're all wonderful things. Well, listen, I actually got a call on a stone about a half an hour on Oval. And I'll actually run this by Oval 2.25 carat Oval Lab. What's something like that go for decent quality right now?
Oh, they're all going to be decent quality. You're not going to find anything that's shitty.
What's a stone like that going to cost me, though? What, $1,000, $800, $700?
Let's see. I haven't checked them in a while, to be honest. $229 EVV2. Or actually, I'll tell you about a $232. $232 EVS1 out on memo, $870.
Okay. Giving you an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Very good, very good. So.
Go make some money.
All right, you too. I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.